From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman is weighing in as Republicans in several states keep pushing their caucus or primary dates earlier, trying to make more of an impact on the race for the GOP presidential nomination. The candidate now says he'll boycott the Nevada caucus if the state continues to threaten New Hampshire's, quote, historic first-in-the-nation primary status. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, does this look like an effort to pander to New Hampshire voters?
There's probably no question about that. I mean, he really, Huntsman really has one chance right now, and he's put all of his eggs in the New Hampshire basket, and everything he's going for is New Hampshire. And in Nevada, you might think that he would be doing well. He was the governor of the adjacent state, elected twice. He shares his Mormon faith with a lot of Nevadans. But he's not doing well. He's at, like, 1% in the polls. I mean, that's margin of error candidate. And so he's really saying, I don't have much of a chance in Nevada. I do maybe have a chance in New Hampshire, so if it takes turning one state into the enemy of the other, I'll do what I have to do.
It's interesting that Huntsman's statement about boycotting the Nevada caucus specifically calls out Mitt Romney, clearly the front runner in New Hampshire. What's he saying about Romney?
Well, he's pretty much calling on Romney to step up and say that he thinks Nevada should move their primary back as well. Romney's people are saying, hey, we're letting the state do what it wants to do, but they're also not denying that they're helping in some way kind of change the calendar a little bit, because Romney's doing pretty well in Nevada, and hey, the more states he can pick up earlier, the better for him. So I'm just trying to call him out. Romney's not taking the bait.
So if New Hampshire now pushes its primary even earlier, possibly even around Christmas time, is Huntsman really going to have to step up his game there to even have a prayer of catching up with Romney?
Yeah, it kind of will be interesting to see. The New Hampshire Secretary of State is talking about December 6th or December 13th for the New Hampshire first-in-the-nation primary. I remember spending New Year's Eve in Des Moines a few years back. Hopefully I don't spend Thanksgiving in Manchester. But we'll see. Huntsman, the less time he has to campaign, the less time he has to meet voters, the worse he's going to do. So for Huntsman, in many ways, he could use a couple another month or so to kind of get his name out there, hopefully get some traction. But if they keep moving up the primary, he doesn't have much of a shot.
So, Thomas, October 15th is the deadline for candidates to file their reports with the Federal Election Commission about how much money they raised during the third quarter of this year. Any indication yet of how well Huntsman did in the past 3 months?
I would say you should probably not expect to be wowed in some way. We probably already know that Huntsman's tossed in about $2.5 million of his own fortune. The finance people I've talked to say they're hitting their goals, but we're not really sure how high those goals have been set. It's certainly not going to be anything like the $90 million that President Obama just brought in for his own campaign and his Democratic National Committee in the last quarter. $90 million in 3 months. It's pretty impressive.
And you and I previously spoke about the Huntsman Super PAC, the Our Destiny PAC, which by law can't actually coordinate with Huntsman's campaign. It looks like some are saying that this Super PAC isn't really helping out all that much, at least as much as expected.
Yeah, a few people I talked to today might want to rephrase it as the missing in action Super PAC. You know, it certainly takes a little time for any kind of PAC to get going, but for Huntsman, he really needs the help right now. You know, if this Super PAC had raised some money and can put some ads on the air in New Hampshire, for example, that would really help his name ID and really help the problem that he may be having with raising money in his own campaign. But we haven't seen anything from him yet. We haven't seen even a flyer from them yet. So if they don't come out in the next few weeks, it almost might be too late for them to start gaining.
Turning to Utah Senator Orrin Hatch Thomas and his fundraising, his campaign has already reported his third quarter fundraising results, and it turns out he took in a paltry $1.6 million in the last quarter, leaving him with the laughable sum of $4 million cash on hand. I hope my sarcasm is coming through there. Where is this money coming from?
Well, a lot of it's coming from kind of the finance sector. You know, Senator Hatch is the ranking member on the Senate Finance Committee, which is one of the most, if not the most powerful committee in the Senate. And so when people look from Wall Street, you know, investors, healthcare people, dietary supplement people who are looking for a candidate they want to donate to, Hatch is certainly the one they want to keep in their favor, and he's certainly one they want to keep on the committee and in his seat. So he's getting a lot of money from that. Most of it is not coming from Utah. I think my colleague Matt Cannon ran the numbers, and about 9% was coming from the Beehive State, whereas the rest was coming from some outside groups, which makes it easy for outside groups trying to boot the senator from office to claim, hey, look, we're all outside right now.
Finally, Thomas, Republicans seem to be very divided on the Occupy Wall Street protests, which include a peaceful protest at Pioneer Park here in Salt Lake City. What does Utah's congressional delegation have to say about it so far?
Well, I know two have weighed in on so far. Senator Hatch has commented saying that he thinks that, he's worried that riots may break out, that this mob mentality of the Occupy protesters may turn into be almost rioters. Chavis, on the other hand, Congressman Jason Chavis, has taken the other approach. He actually went to Pioneer Park last week and talked to some protesters and said, look, I may not agree with them, but I'll, defend to my death their right to say what they want to say. And so it's kind of an interesting approach, one calling them, rioters, and one saying, well, I'm going to go hang out with them even though I don't agree with them.
We've been speaking with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We catch up with him every Friday. And, Thomas, we will talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Have a good weekend.